Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is Business Rockstars.
It's Ken Okowski, and this is Business Rockstars, connecting you to everything entrepreneur. From starting to growing to funding your business, we're here to help you do that by bringing you rock stars from around the world that have done it themselves. You get to learn from them how they've done it, so you can do it too. Remember, this show is about you. It's for you. It's made for you because you are the next rock star. We would love to know more about you. Drop me an email, ken@businessrockstars.com or 855-ROCKSTAR. Again, the show is for you. Please say that to yourself. You are listening because you are going to become a rock star. You are going to control your destiny. You are the one that is in charge. Whatever that dream is, the thing that you aspire to become, this is for you, okay? Please take and listen to these great words of wisdom from the rock stars that join us every single day. So today we'll talk about what it takes to, how about have your own TV show? What's it take? How do you use things like YouTube? How do you make that visibility to where you are out there in front of everyone? We want to learn, and we'll learn together. We have an Emmy Award-winning host join us. And then also later on, the STEM, STEAM world of science, technology, engineering, art and math. What's going on there? Brent Bushnell will be joining us too. He's got a carnival, a circus that travels the country all around educating kids around the STEM area. So you don't want to miss any of that. BusinessRockstars.com is the website. We're streaming the show live, plus our friends over at LegalZoom. There's some great tools on their site to help you get your business going. There's some great assets on their site to protect your business. There's some great links on their site to find attorneys that you could use in most states through their independent network. Their site is something you need to go to. They're not a law firm. They're this great destination for everything that is law. So go to LegalZoom.com and use the promo code ROCKSTAR. So on the show every single day, we start a topic, something you should be aware of, something that's going to help you understand what's going on. And I was thinking about the whole idea of getting your message across to the person on the other side. Mindy Kaling, who's an actress, you've probably seen her on The Office, her own show, she talks about the importance of having the right message.
It is very important to be expressive, in so much that no one should ever be stopping you from saying what you need to say, or you should never have that fear. However, I think as a young person, it's equally important, if not more important, to be perceptive and to be sensitive. And I feel like we don't talk about that a lot because we feel like the only way to show that we're empowered is by speaking it. And I think that that is the one biggest thing, is to listen to others more than necessarily putting such a premium on being able to say what you feel.
I'm so with that. It's always about listening and making sure you understand how people say something or how they react to something or even how they don't say something. Communication is one of the most important tools in your arsenal to make sure you're moving forward. And if you're the only one talking, eventually no one will be listening. If you're the only one talking, eventually nobody will be listening. Because the key is this. You need to zip it when someone's sharing something with you. Because they're telling you what they need, what they want, what they desire, and you just need to understand how to take that, interpret it, and then give them what they need. They'll buy stuff that you have. They'll take things that you have. They are telling you exactly what they need. Just listen. But how about yourself? Let's say you're on the other side, and you want to make sure you're crafting the right message. You're talking to an audience or to a customer or to a potential investor. What's the right ways of creating that message, crafting that message? What is your appeal? Why should somebody listen to you? You know, I constantly forget to tell you that I am the host of Business Rockstars. I've closed over $1 billion in deal flow just in the last year, and I'm here to help you meet the right people. I'm going to super connect you to everybody you need to meet, somehow, shape, or form. I just gave you a reason. That's my reason. My reason is I know my stuff when it comes to connecting the right people. That's what I do. So I've created the need on my side saying, hey, this is why you need to talk to me. What's yours? Now, you need to be very clear on why someone needs to hear you. I always like to call it speed to cool. How do you get to that point as quick as possible with the least amount of words? You want someone to say, ooh, cool, and do a lean in. You don't want them to say interesting and kind of step back. The cool function means they are engaged. They want to be closer to what you have to say. You got to be very direct. My biggest pet peeve is when people are talking to me and then they're not looking at me, or they're looking at their phone or behind me or through me. Direct, right into the person's eyes, understanding what they're saying and being really leaned in. When you ever meet me, I will shake your hand and I'm going to listen to you, even though probably my phone is buzzing, my watch is giving me some type of signal, there's a message happening behind you. I am with you 100% when we're talking. I am direct, right there in the moment with you. And I am listening. I am giving you that feedback. Now, let me just tell you something. If you take a little too long to start telling me what's going on, yeah, I get kind of bored and I start wandering. I do start looking for maybe a big shiny object in the sky, hoping to take my attention away. But again, concise, to the point. When you're conveying yourself, you kind of want to have the right words to engage somebody. Have you ever met that one person who wants to tell a story and they start talking really slow and it takes forever to ever, oh. Do you remember the movie Princess Bride? Yep, I might be dating myself. And the priest gets up, well, he's ready to marry the two couple, and he says, marriage! And he takes a long time to go through the whole process. Well, sometimes I feel like I'm standing in front of that priest when someone's trying to tell me what they're talking about, and I am just ready to say, I'm done with life. Forget it. So you got to want to use the right terms. You want to be a bit slick, not in a shady way, but slick, knowing the right words to use that will get that person to lean in, for them to say, cool. Got to make sure you always have credibility. Now, if you don't have the credibility, your numbers to correspond with what you're doing shows the credibility. Facts, figures, statistics, anything in that aspect is what shows where credibility is. You know, there's often times when I meet somebody that's brand new in the whole world of business and they go, I want to pitch you something. They're certainly not going to start saying, yep, I just graduated with school and I got straight A's and this is why I know what I'm talking about. No. They would say, hey, are you aware in the world today that this is what's happening, generating this amount of revenue, and we believe we can get this part of that business through this concept? Oh, cool. Now, if they're seasoned in the business, they'll step up and say, hey, I have closed this many deals, I've sold this many companies, I've transformed this industry. And credibility, I'm leaning in, I want to know. So make sure that you understand that when you're pitching something, at times you might want to take yourself out of the pitch. You do not have the credibility to actually close the deal. The deal itself, the pitch itself, has to be crafted properly to get that individual or whomever you're talking to lean in. Right? Good. You know, this idea of transparency, which is probably one of the hottest millennial words right now, transparent. I need to be able to see through what you're saying. Well, it's also about the idea of researching what you're saying. I've been listening to these debates that have been going on for the last couple of months, and they're not going to stop for any time soon. But if you notice, a lot of the candidates are constantly saying, well, Google that. What I'm saying is true. I'm transparent. Look at my numbers. Look at what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. Because they realize that transparency, especially with today's world, we could get on our mobile phone and search anything that's being said. There's apps now that actually record what you're saying and do fact checking while it is being recorded. Boy, is that great in a conversation. So remember, when you're going after the whole idea of a conversation, a pitch, a scenario where you are trying to convince people on the other side to believing in you, wanting your product, remembering you, and get this, doing a wow when they're done. Word of mouth, or WOM. WOM? Word of mouth. Yeah, there's not even a real word. Okay, but a wow with a WOM at the end. A wow, I can't believe how great it is, and I'm going to tell all my friends because I got word of mouth to tell everybody. You can call it word of mouse if you want to. They're going to click and tell everybody online. But you want to make sure when you are talking about whatever it is, you're doing those steps that I just mentioned. Let's just go through them again real quick. You want to make sure you have the right appeal. You want to be very, very clear. You want to have directness. You want to have kind of a slick side of saying what you're saying. Credibility and transparency. You put all those together, you're going to wow them and get the WOM, word of mouth, word of mouse, on the other side, and you're going to get the cool. It's all about the speed to cool. Come on, the shortest period of time to make sure you get that most direct message, to get that lean-in experience to say cool, so then they will follow you out of the elevator or wherever you're at saying, I need to know more. Tell me more. I'm engaged. That's what we're here to teach you at businessrockstars.com. That's our website. Did you go on our site lately? Because we have, one, some great content, but all of our links to our social media feeds, images and pictures and people who have been on the show, it is all there. So go on the site, see what's happening, businessrockstars.com. When we come back, we have a two-time award-winning TV producer and host. We'll understand what it takes to really use all of the things that are out there along the journey to get some visibility. And then later on, STEM, STEAM, whatever you call it, it does require science, technology, engineering, and math. Where's the business in that? We'll find out. Ken Rakowski connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
Hey, I'm Mike, entrepreneur and founder of Rib Tea. I always had a tough time finding undershirts that not only fit me right, but also stayed tucked, felt great, and of course, didn't break the bank. That inspired me to create Rib Tea. Disrupt your wardrobe with Rib Tea undershirts. Find them at ribtea.com. That's RIBBEDTEE.com. While you're there, grab the top 10 rules to buying and wearing undershirts guide for free. Rib Tea undershirts are a new breed of undershirt that meets every guy's needs. Like our Evo Tensile undershirts, they're close-fitting, softer than silk, cooler than linen, and of course, have a stay-tuck design. First impressions are so important for entrepreneurs. How you wear your clothes can say a lot about you. Rib Tea is that small change in your daily routine that will make your clothes look and feel better. Hello, skin. Meet comfort. You deserve a better undershirt. Rib Tea undershirts and t-shirts are made in America and offered at a great price. Disruptor of the undershirt universe, changing your life one undershirt at a time. That's RIBBEDTEE.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Versus Harvard.
This is Business Rockstar.
Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, connecting you to everything entrepreneur, from starting to growing to funding your business. We're here to help you do that by connecting you to rock stars from around the world that have done it themselves. And we learned from them about their journey and what it took for them to go through this path to get to where they're at. I was just recently looking at the company called Pandora. Pandora went through 200 no's before they found their first yes to invest into them. It took 3 years to go through that process. And if you ever asked the CEO, the founder of Pandora, what was the most exciting part of building that company, Tim would say it was the journey. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about right now, is the idea of the journey. There's so much competition when it comes to being on television today. And to be on TV, it's a tough, tough gig. Having your own TV show, even being, by the way, a YouTuber, which a lot of TV people don't like that term, but it's an important term to know because YouTubers make a lot of money. I'm not sure if you know that. Christina's joining us. It's Sinrich, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are, when you say a host, because you're a two-time Emmy-winning producer and host, what's a host?
I host my own shows. But, so I just talk to my audience. Kind of well, carry the show through, like, along.
But it's you. A host really defines what the feel of the show is, mm-hmm. right? So that means you have to know yourself before you could even host.
Yes.
Do you agree with me on that?
Absolutely.
So if you would step outside yourself right now, how would you describe yourself?
I'm very adventurous.
Okay.
I would say outgoing, but when it actually, I'm also a very private person. So I'm passionate, extremely passionate.
What's your favorite animal?
Lions.
Give me three adjectives that describe a lion.
Powerful.
Right.
Dangerous. Mm-hmm. And regal.
So that's you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's you.
Yeah.
You just described you. Now you took an outside look on, I get it, right? Hosting your own shows, is that what you've always wanted to do?
I've always wanted to do all aspects of the business. I'm just really comfortable on camera. Actually, not as much in this kind of setting.
There's no audience, right? There's no audience.
Yeah, no just, script, no,
none.
You know.
It's just you.
Yeah, and talking about myself, which is also very weird. But I've always enjoyed being a host. I was an actress in L.A. for 9 years.
Is there a difference between an actress and a host?
Absolutely.
What's the difference?
When actress, I was playing a role, and
right.
host, I was myself.
You're playing yourself.
Yes.
Which one's easier?
Hosting.
Yeah.
I'd say. Well, actually, I don't know. It really depends because I am very private. So I think with hosting as well, you have to kind of draw a line of how much you're going to put yourself out there. I don't want the criticism. So I don't handle the public opinion very well.
Yeah, but I noticed you said I'm very private twice.
Yeah.
And you really are focusing on that. Is there a reason why being very private is so important?
No. I think to protect myself, I mean, you know, and I...
From ISIS? From what?
From, I think, just criticism, you know?
But I mean, you are... I went and watched a lot of your stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see where anyone would criticize.
Thank you.
I mean, you would have a high Yelp review if you were a place, okay? No, I'm being serious.
Thank you.
So I don't understand that when you're really good. And I can understand, like, you know, Michael Jordan, right?
Right.
Pretty public person. You could find him almost any time, even to this day, right? People would criticize him,
yes.
But he's he's out there.
You
should not be uncomfortable.
Right.
Because you are pretty impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you have two Emmys to prove it, too.
Yes.
Okay? So when somebody wants to be a host, not in the acting industry, what do they have to do differently?
Hosting, you definitely have to be comfortable with yourself. I think definitely take the classes, do the study.
You took classes?
Yeah.
Really?
Boot camps, all of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about hosting classes.
Hosting is not for me. It's just it really comes really naturally. But the hosting classes, you literally they critique you. So if you say, "Hey guys, oh, this thing is not good." So
what is that? Oh, with your hands?
Yeah.
Because I see people do this, right?
I forget what they call this, but it's not good.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Bad,
well, how should you do your hands then?
I'm just I do this.
Yeah? Because you have nice nails. You're ready to go. I get it all. Okay. So right now we're doing body stance, basically. Okay? And when you're hosting, are you standing or sitting, or when you're talking, I mean, is there a certain, like, perfect for that person? Do they identify that inside your hosting classes?
Well, no. I mean, it really depends on the situation. Producing is really where my passion is now.
Oh, I get it, but I want to go with the hosting first, okay? And the reason why is because when you walked in, you were insanely approachable, okay? And I think that's probably one of the first criteria is to be really approachable, right? Where you go, oh, that's a comfortable person. I want to know them.
Right.
That's you. You could never...
I'm a happy person.
You're a happy person, right? Like, remember Morton Downey Jr.? Do you remember him? He's coming back. He is. You almost don't want to be around him, and he's a host. Oh. And I was always shocked in how he could be a host.
Really?
Because he wasn't approachable.
Right.
So hosting has led you into producing.
Yes.
Explain producing.
The production side that I created everything. It's creating, producing is. And from concept, and then literally I would create, so if, for example, my shows, that I can talk about. So what I would do is come up with a concept for a show, and my shows are mostly travel-based.
The best shows on the planet, food
and
travel, you can write either or.
I do a lot of bucket list experiences. So basically, I just go on Pinterest, find the most amazing photos I see, and then I say, I want to go there. So then I do all of the research on the thing that's nice about what I would do. It's not just traveling to a country. I get to know the country inside and out because I'm going to write a 30-minute show about it.
See, what I love is you're not a selfish traveler. So when people go traveling and they don't take pictures, it's like, why did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, because I wanted to be in the moment. Well, you could have taken some pictures for everybody else to be in the moment with you. Yeah. You're out there capturing the moments for people. You have a bigger responsibility than just being a host.
Yes.
Right?
It's a vicarious escape for my viewers and my followers.
Can you make money doing that?
Doing what?
Being
just
a host? And producing travel shows.
Money is not my motivation.
But you understand why I'm asking, because people are listening right now thinking, hey, I like what she's saying.
Right.
I want to do it. Is that what it is, or is there more around that to actually make a living doing that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a career, for
sure. It is.
I was employed by a TV network the past 5 years. So I had an 8-to-5 job. I was in the office every single day, and then we'd go out on the shoots.
8-to-5. But this is not really what you are an adventurer.
Yeah.
That's what you are. You're after a journey. And you had a unique journey that started in 2009, I believe, right? Your journey was you kind of picked up and left everything you had to move to an alien environment.
Yes.
Where'd you go from to?
I think that's what made me such a private person.
Why?
Because it was such a culture shock. I left Los Angeles. I was here for 9 years. Moved to the mountains of North Carolina.
We're talking about Appalachia,
on top of a mountain, 2 hours to get to the airport. I mean, I was stranded. I was isolated.
Why?
That's a good question. I think at the time, I was looking for something consistent. I was acting, hosting, but not that consistent. I do very well on a schedule and very busy. I like being busy. So I got the job offer, and I just thought, why not?
Did you like it?
I lost my spirit a little bit there.
Oh, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Now, right now, if people want to find you, are you at least on social media?
Oh, yes.
Where can people find you? Do you have, like, Twitter? What do you like? Instagram? What's your favorite?
I like Instagram.
What's your Instagram? How can people?
Miss Sindrich.
That's it?
Yes.
That's where and you don't like anything else?
No, Miss Sindrich.
You don't have to type anything else, right?
Well,
you
I go like on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I do it all. Snapchat. It's a huge part.
Where should we go to find you?
Instagram.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's where you go. So when we come back, I want to talk about this journey. And then how did you know when to take yourself out of that journey and change it? Almost pivot your life, okay?
Yes.
Let's do that. And also later on, we'll find out about STEM and STEAM, science, technology, engineering, a little art and math, and how it's so important in your business. Ken Rakowski connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here in Business Rockstars.
Vegas or planning a trip soon, do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com, 877-759-3732.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
For more on car insurance.
This is Business Rockstars.
Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, coming to you from Los Angeles, California. We're going to help you start, grow, and fund your passion into something real and sustainable. Always there for you. Make sure you realize you're not alone through whatever journey you're doing, because most of the time when we're doing it, we forget there's other people around us going through the same process. We're here for you. Go
check out the site and make sure you check out our podcast over at play.it, but we're here for you all the time. And that's businessrockstars.com. I'm looking at your bio, and I have noticed that you're always actually in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really always want to be in front of the camera, or do you want the camera around you? Meaning, it follows you as opposed to you following it. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, so a host, they tell you, stand here,
right.
Look at the camera, to where when you become the story, the camera follows you. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example, and I'm not picking on him specifically, but Donald Trump.
Right.
The camera follows him, right? And he literally is the story.
Right.
Have you ever thought about saying, hey, I am going to become the story? People would follow you. This happens on YouTube all the time.
Yes.
Would you be comfortable or uncomfortable in that situation?
I am really comfortable with my Snapchat.
Snapchat now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look 13.
I know, right? It's a great tool to have. And the thing that's interesting is I Snapchat in my bathrobe.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so you must have a lot of people following you. Where do they go to find you in Snapchat?
It's Miss Indrich.
Okay, so I just got to make sure. You got Snapchat, Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Okay, those are very public type of environments.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Twitter?
Yes.
Very public environments. But you say you're a private person.
Well, you should see what I post.
Like, what do you post?
I think there's a quote out there that's something about private people have mastered the art of people think they know them without knowing their
Absolutely.
Personal info.
Yeah. I think every host knows that, don't
yes.
they?
Yes, yeah.
By the time they're hanging out with you for a half hour, they think you're the coolest person in the world, and you realize they don't know anything
they
about you.
They don't know anything, yeah.
Right?
And that's what's great about it, yeah.
I get it. I know where you're at on this one.
Yeah.
So I want to go back now to Appalachia. You're doing a gig out there. That's why you moved there. What were you doing there?
I was the only news anchor in 12 counties.
Really?
Yes. But I was a one-woman team. So that's where I actually learned how to do everything.
Everything.
Produce. I was hosting, writing, the news anchor, sports reporter, literally everything.
Christina, wait, go back. You get this job.
Mm-hmm.
The job detailed said, you're going to basically do everything, move to Appalachia.
Yeah.
You said, yeah, I'm going to do it. Did you realize that's overwhelming?
Yes.
Right?
I think the idea of it, I'm adventurous, and the idea of it excited me.
You lion.
Yeah.
So as this lion's out there, when was that point where you go, you know what, this is not me, or it's sucking me dry, or I'm not growing? It sounds like you were growing because you were learning everything.
Well, growing and physically, I gained 12 pounds.
You did?
And that was like, I went home after 2 blizzards, 3 ice storms, went and saw my parents in March after I had been there for 8 months. And my mom said, it's time. You have to leave.
Biscuits and gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Grits.
Yes. Corn with feta.
Oh, I don't know about that. Corn
yes,
with feta.
There was this place that had the best corn.
Oh, see, I'm a Cracker Barrel person when I go out east. It's like, where's a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
I get it. So it wasn't just you. It was family. It was probably telling you it's time to come back.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be a permanent move. I knew it would be temporary.
Was it tough saying, all right, I'm going to leave this?
Yes. I left L.A. I left a wonderful life.
But the other way around, too. Leaving that job that you had out there. You were the center of all these people's lives.
Yes. Change is scary, too, going through a change.
Mm-hmm.
But something about it excites me. I love changing my scenery. That's why I travel so much.
You potentially might be leaving the country.
Yeah.
So didn't learn from the other lesson of going. I'm just kind of curious
well,
right now.
I'm wondering.
I feel like your therapist right now.
I know. I wonder how I would be if I actually would move to Asia, how I would be coming back after that experience. I probably won't even talk. I'll just be...
I'm thinking, well, this is what's different, okay? Since you are going to go potentially, okay, you have a lot of great communication platforms, FaceTime and things like that. So talking back and forth to home, it almost makes home seem really close.
Yeah.
Right? Social media, now you've built that up to where you have a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that extended family, right?
For sure.
And maybe they could be part of your adventure to where they tell you to check things out and see things.
Right.
So now you have a different audience that's part of your journey as opposed to you curating your journey. They're helping you do it.
Absolutely.
Right? That might be cooler, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about winning an Emmy. What's that like?
Oh, it was amazing. It's such an honor, after being in the mountains and then moving to a TV network that was based in San Diego. I was there for 5 years. First, I was nominated 1 year, did not win.
Which was cool, right?
It was cool.
It's like, wow.
For sure. But that's like what they say, oh, it's an honor to be nominated. I mean, you want to win the Emmy.
Of course you do, right?
And then the second year, I was not nominated. And then the third year, I was nominated twice in the same category against myself and then against some amazing...
What do you mean against yourself?
I was nominated twice, so, two different shows.
So you knew we were going to win probably...
No, one other guy that was in my... one other team was in the category.
And they won that?
No, that's the year I won.
So you did win, right?
Yeah.
And you knew when you got it, you deserved it.
Yes.
You probably deserved it the first time too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the most rewarding things is having people say you deserve it because they know just what I've gone through.
But you know that you do good work.
Yes.
You know that you... I'm looking at you, probably a perfectionist.
Beyond.
Right?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay. As you go through this, and when you don't get that respect of, I deserve this, without asking for it, because you never want to ask for respect.
Right.
You want to earn it, right?
Right.
You must have gotten frustrated in the past where you see other people win things and they didn't give you that acknowledgement. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know what? I've actually never really compared compared my journey to anyone else's or my accomplishments.
No, so, but stuff that you worked on, products that you worked on, mm-hmm. shows you worked on, you probably looked at and said, mine's better than theirs. Why aren't they seeing it that way? No?
I mean, I always have believed in mine. I kind of knew that moment would come. I've always believed.
So I'm looking at you. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
I see you being very friendly and open. Why go to another continent to rediscover yourself when I think there's so much going on in this?
Yeah, I think I just want to work. I want to be put in a situation where I'm working nonstop. And here it's a little different. I've been freelancing since I moved back
to LA. So if you can work all the time, would you stay here?
Yeah.
Have you looked at YouTube?
Well, that's been part of the plan lately. So I just got back from Kauai last week. Then I was in Cayman Islands two or three
travel
weeks ago.
Shows again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so basically, and I'm doing it all on my own. So I was kind of starting my own production company. And
wow.
I'd like to put them up on YouTube. So vlogging, that's the
I kind of think you should change what you're doing. Instead of going to all these amazing places, go to horrible places and find the amazing side of those horrible
that's
places.
That's a great idea.
Okay?
And I know I would find it.
You probably would because we could all go to Kauai, which we all want to, and go hiking in the canyon over there. But find a place in Detroit that actually is unbelievable you don't know about.
Like go find some cool street art. That would be my
I'd watch that, right? Yeah. I've seen enough Kauai shows. So I think maybe there's a different journey to where, hey, I am going to find beauty in things that don't look beautiful.
Right. I think one of the things, though, I mean, let's face it, going to private islands is fun.
Yeah, of course it is.
I wouldn't mind just continuing.
Yeah, okay.
But I know, switch it up a little bit, yeah.
But I'm looking at you, you're adventurous, right? And I think that your type of personality is when you find something that nobody else does and you start sharing it with everybody else, you get more reward by being the discoverer of it.
For sure.
Right? As opposed to a follower. You're just a follower by going to the Caymans.
Right. Well, a lot of my shows were bucket list experiences.
What's the craziest bucket list thing you've done?
I was swimming at the edge of Victoria Falls.
Oh,
in Zambia.
I love it. In Zambia, yeah.
In the Devil's Pool.
The little pool. Yes, that's pretty cool.
That one, I've slept with lions.
But you realize that, I think you and I probably have done a lot of the same. I would rather see you do some crazier stuff and find something cool in Detroit.
Right.
Or in an area that most people wouldn't go to because you would find something that would be cool. And you can transform that community. You can be the catalyst behind that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I love that idea.
I want your new show. And it'll get sponsored.
Okay. And do you have the hookup for the network?
Yeah. I'll hook you up.
Or YouTube.
Do you know? I got the deal on that one. It's done. What do you think about the whole YouTube thing? As you know, you're coming from traditional television.
Yes.
You know what it takes to make a TV show. You know all the work. And you see somebody that's on YouTube and they've used a camera that's probably $120 and they have a million views.
Yeah.
What's your thought about that? Is that exciting to you or is that frustrating?
So I ended up going and getting all my own equipment. I'm used to having a camera crew. I went to this great little shop in Hollywood, got the camera, got the gimbal, which is like a hand, you know, smooth it out, have my camera bag, and I go to Cayman and I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to set up my...
Totally by yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
Got it?
I ended up just pulling out my iPhone, and I was told that that makes it much more relatable when you're just kind of walking around with the, you know. So I did that throughout Kauai. It is like Snapchat, and then you just put it into a long video.
Are you in a robe the whole time?
No, I'm in a bikini.
That's Snapchat. Okay, the bikini thing. Okay, I get it. So as you look at other TV content right now, are you drawn to the Vice stuff that's on, you're seeing on television, the YouTube stuff, or is it normal traditional type long play stuff? What are you getting excited about?
You know, there's reality is so huge right now, and it just doesn't excite me.
It doesn't?
No.
There's no reality shows where you go, yeah, that's it.
As far as what I would want to produce.
Oh, right. Okay, got it. But is there any shows that you like that are unscripted that you're into?
Impractical Jokers.
Yeah?
That's my show.
That's what you... Are you like that?
Impractical Jokers?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's four guys from New York.
I've seen it.
Yes.
Yeah, I know it now.
Yes.
My favorite is Fit to Fat to Fit. Have you seen this?
No.
The trainers gain 100 pounds, and then they train somebody that's 100 pounds overweight
wow.
together to get in shape again.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Because they understand the empathy of losing weight now because
yeah.
they're overweight. Not by
What's
12 pounds. Fit to Fat to Fit.
Wow.
It's mind-blowing, right?
Yes.
So it takes 6 months to gain the weight, and then they have to lose the weight in the other 6 months.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's not good for the person, obviously. So what do you think, then, a year from now, you and I are hanging out here? Do you think Asia was part of the plan and it happened? Or do you think something else popped up in front of you and it changed your course?
You know, Asia's would be very temporary as well. So
a
I
year?
Think, no.
I'm trying
to get it down to 3 months.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay, then you got to do it then.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you were saying I'd still be connected to my family and all, but their Wi-Fi, that was one of the things they said.
And where you're going absolutely is.
Yeah.
It's.
And even to get equipment, you know, they send people to Hong Kong or you bring
so
it
So you have resources?
Here. Yes.
Do it for 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was like for a five-year
appellation. Well, they wanted 6 months, so I'm trying to bring it down to three.
No, even 6 months is okay. It's a fun area, and your tan will look great out there, too.
Yeah.
People want to hunt you down. You want them to go to Snapchat, really?
No, Snapchat I don't really publicly promote, because I get to still be myself on it.
Where should we go to hang out with you, then, online? Where do you want us to find you?
Instagram.
Yep.
Yes.
Again, where is it?
Miss Sindrich.
That's where you go. Hey, thanks a lot for hanging out. When we come back, what's going on with STEM, the whole idea of science, engineering, math, is it important in your business? It is. Brent Bushnell will explain to us. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to Everything Entrepreneur right here in Business Rockstars.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons. Access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tango's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with NASDAQ, who's that much of a success.
OMG, TTYL, and IDK are TMI. This is Oren Klav with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. Anything that makes a buyer or another person think hard makes your ideas seem fuzzy and unclear. Whether you're selling cupcakes or accounting software, one thing is true. Buyers trust clear thinkers who can easily explain their product. This is why I tell the entrepreneurs I work with to avoid using acronyms. So yes, I agree, there are some acronyms that are so well known, they're used in everyday language. For example, CEO, Chief Executive Officer. Do not use an abbreviation if you're using a term only once, twice, or even three times. Stick to common business language and you won't confuse any potential buyer. OMG, TTYL, and IDK are TMI. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Oren Klap with Pitch Anything.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-547-6533. This is Business Rockstar.
Business rock stars, Ken Rakowski coming to you from Los Angeles as we dive into the world of entrepreneurship. From starting to growing to funding your business, we're here to help you do that. Sitting next to me is Mr. Brent Bushnell, and he's all around. I want to say you're like a gigantic kid.
Yeah, I've sort of made a lifestyle of that.
No, you get paid doing this.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I run a circus.
I know you run a circus, but let's go back, because I remember when you started one of your first businesses, you did a mobile app. You've done a lot of businesses so far.
Yeah, I mean, we were building, you've probably heard about escape games that have been sort of popping up. We were doing escape games, 5 years before they started to hit, so.
But you follow the lead of a lot of different people, and I want to real quick just mention your father likes to create businesses, and you almost go in there and you say, Dad, can't do this, or you can do this, or you help structure the business in some ways, right?
Well, he's a big kid also, and so sort of prototype, stuff around the dinner table. We've been talking about this stuff for years, and we were growing up going to the amusement park convention, if you can believe such a thing exists.
Did you have more teeth than everybody there?
It is a lot of old carnies.
But as you know, what I'm saying is, with your father, in some ways, he's kind of like the mad scientist in my mind.
Yep.
Right? You're able to see if something's going to work. For example, I think you guys had a really cool thing, U-Wink. Do you remember U-Wink?
That high-tech restaurant, yeah.
Right? The high-tech, and you got to see where it worked and where it failed.
So our problem there was we tried to innovate in too many different directions, right? The best innovations change sort of in one domain, one degree. So we put touch screens on all the tables and displays on the walls so that you could order your food from the screens and play games against everybody. Mm-hmm. But the iPad didn't exist. Right, so not only did we need to innovate in how people ordered at restaurants, we had to innovate in building the tablets, writing the software.
Oh.
It's a lot of things, right? And so nowadays, it worked, right? People had higher check averages, they paid for games, but we had to basically build the iPad. If we did that today, it would have worked.
Yeah, because people are also trained now to use those touch screens.
We were having to train people how to use touch screens.
Sounds like there's your lesson right away. Yeah. Whatever your business is, make sure you're doing one thing that's complicated for the end user as opposed to multiple things.
Multiple things. You can't be changing in too many different directions. And so here's an example. Because we were having to do so much hardware and software, it was a team of 15 engineers to support that. That same group of engineers is three using modern tech today.
Okay, yeah. Big changes.
Big change.
But did it change or have problems because of that? Or was it because, hey, it's a restaurant, it's one of the tougher industries to be in?
Well, restaurants need this innovation. And in fact, there's now 10 different companies doing great, restaurant ordering. E La Carte is crushing it, and they're inside of TGI Fridays and all these different spots. So it was going to happen. This efficiency was going to happen. We were just too early. You want to right size your innovation with sort of where the market is.
Yeah, but it's interesting. It's not about being first, it's about being best. Right?
Yeah, getting that time. I mean, our solution worked. It was a ton of fun. People loved it. But, while the unit economics of the restaurant worked, we couldn't get three locations to support 15 engineers.
Oh, that's right. The overhead just to do that.
Just to do that.
So as you sit back and look at any business then, you have to ask those questions.
Exactly.
One, the technical overhead, is it feasible to maintain that and make a profit?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Is the technology something people would adopt early and understand?
Right.
And be able to explain to others?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And you know, the story of that is really important, right? You know, to be able, it's one thing for you to be able to tell your story so that people are sold and want to be a part of it. Is your story simple enough that other people can go out and tell your story?
The word of mouth recommendation side. Yeah. But it sounds like it was pretty easy there.
That was easy.
Right?
High-tech
U-Wink,
restaurant.
Yeah, U-Wink was really cool, and the food was, I liked it.
Yeah, the food was good.
So
yeah.
You look at this model then with other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to have a little checklist, okay?
Yeah.
One, is it feasible technology-wise?
Right.
Right? Is it scalable technology-wise? And then three, would people on the other side be able to understand it?
Yep.
So let me ask about your business.
So
your business, first question,
yep.
Is it feasible technology-wise?
It is, and in fact, it's enabled by technology. I mean, part of our original inspiration was out-of-home entertainment hasn't changed since laser tag and mini golf and the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, there's all this great new tech, computer vision, cheap sensors. You know, what kind of new games could we play given that new technology?
So it sounds like technology is so important in your business. Actually, the evolution of technology is necessary.
Is necessary, and in fact, there's another corollary. People are so dedicated to their touch screens right now
mm-hmm.
that there's almost a backlash. So we want to give people an opportunity to get off their screens, play together again
touch things,
in real life,
tactile.
Touch big things, you know, having fun, getting, you know, playing together with their friends, and in a way that they don't get, you know, on a tiny little touch.
Got screen. It. Okay, then is it scalable? Is your business scalable?
So this is one of the things that is, you know, a big focus for us, right? We're dealing with physical stuff. You know, my background's computer science. That scales really nicely, but it's super hard to cut above the noise these days,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, like there's so much competition out there, and so physical events are really powerful because they're loud, they're exciting, they are physical, so they're harder to scale, but they get a lot of attention in a way that would be hard just on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only that, you got people coming for 6, 7, 8 hours. You never get that kind of immersion from a billboard.
No way.
And so those people that are that committed, that involved, are going to talk and tweet and share, and that's going to help to raise the profile of your
company. So, again, on the scalability side, can you pick up what you're creating and have multiple locations?
Absolutely.
You can.
So now here's a couple of examples. You know how many Blue Men there are?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them.
A ton, right?
Yeah.
It's not like the Rolling Stones, right? The Blue Men Group is a format. And so for us, our events are a format. At a certain point, we're not the ones who will
it's
operate.
Brilliant.
There's lots of promoters and people out there who can take things. We will have multiple steam carnivals traveling the country.
Have you gone to Blue Men recently?
I haven't.
You haven't?
Not in a bit, no.
You got to sit in the first 5 rows. You got to do that.
With a smock on?
Yep. And then the last one is yours easy for someone to do word-of-mouth recommendations and explain to somebody else?
Yes, because it's a high-tech circus, that kind of stuff.
And that's it. That's your bam, we got, right?
Yeah.
It's just a speed to cool, as
speed
I call it, right?
Yeah, I love that.
So now we're heading into, I would say, a very interesting summer. And what I mean by that is TV is trying to go third screen on everything,
yep.
right? Which is your touch screen, which I know you're not totally a fan of, right?
I mean, hey, I love the stuff. I use it myself, but we also want to give people another outlet to get off of that stuff. I still think, you know, tablets are wonderful and touchscreens are great. I use them all the time.
Yeah, but you don't even have a digital watch.
That's true.
Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I got both.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, but I use the iPhone all the time.
Why?
Yeah. I'm a Mac guy, so they all
simplicity.
Work together.
One button. And that's exactly what you should be. Simple, right?
Yep.
And that's exactly what you guys are doing, 2-Bit Circus.
Yep.
People want to find out more, where do they go?
2bitcircus.com, all spelled out, TWOBITCIRCUS.
And listen to those three things that we just learned. You should apply those to businesses. You know, one, technology. Can you afford what you have? Two, is it scalable? And three, can other people talk about it? Thanks a lot, Brent, for hanging out with
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Ken.
Connecting you to everything entrepreneur, you're hanging out with us right here on Business Rockstars.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
BizTalkRadio.com.